Welcome to Shomer Shalom on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Lui Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Sholem and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a Pesach in Daf Kuf Tzayin. This is the Daf, which is the main Daf speaking about Leila Seder. And as we see in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, we right away start with the idea of the question and answer that we have in Leila Seder. They have Manishtano, the son has to ask the father, Manishtano Alay Lazeh. If the son cannot ask, the father has to teach him. And then the Gemara says, right after the Mishnah, if the son is able to ask, he asks. If not, the wife should ask. If not, he should ask himself. Even two Tamid Chachomim, the Yoitim Michus of Pesach, they have to ask the questions on Leila Seder. And we learned earlier in the Masechta how we do things in order for Tinoikis Yishalu. We want the children to ask the question. And the previous Daf is brought down that Abaye asked a question which is not even part of Manishtana. He asked the question of why did he take away the table? And according to some Rishonim, Rabbi answered him, that's it, we don't have to say Manishtano. The fact that he asked a question, that's good enough. So we see from here that Leila Seder is based on a question and answer. And the question is, why is it based on question and answer? Why is Leila Seder something that needs to be structured as a question and answer? Can't be said like any other Amira that we have, which is not a question and answer. So the simple explanation that comes out from many of the Mefarshim, and the one who says it clearly is the Pachad Yitzchok and Pesach and Maimer Membeis, is as follows. As we mentioned in the past, the whole idea of Leila Seder is what's called in Chazal Isaruso de Leilo. As the Balatani explains the beginning of Pesach in Likutei Torah, that the idea is that Kadosh Baruch Hu came and revealed himself and did much more than what Am Yisrael deserved to get. There was a complete revelation of Hashem. But in order for that to happen, there was supposed to be something that we had to do on our own. We mentioned yesterday's shiur that Dan Pesach and Dan Milo that Am Yisrael had to do. But in general, Am Yisrael had to have something to catch on to receive that outflow that Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving to us. And this is the importance and the major role that Emuno plays in Leila Seder in Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the Rambam says, that the only thing that kept Am Yisrael going is the fact that they still had Emuno. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go speak to Am Yisrael, his first answer is, "Vehem lo ya'aminu li," they're not going to believe me. Because if they don't have Emuno, that means they don't have the minimal amount needed that is required to receive the Hashpah from Hashem. As the Gemara end of Makkah tells us that we have 613 mitzvahs, but as the generations go down, these read the Sederis, so we go and we kollel them, we include them in less and less mitzvahs, until comes the last generation, and the mitzvah that we have is Tzadik be'emunoso yichyeh. Emuno is the minimal amount possible that a person could have when he has nothing else. You have to believe there's Hashem. If you don't have this, you do not have a receiver. And this has to do with going to learn Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf, that there was 26 generations that Kadosh Baruch Hu zan b'chazdo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave and was mefarnes the world for 26 generations before Matan Torah. But Avraham Avinu is considered to be Amud HaChesed. What changed in Avraham Avinu than what happened before? There was Chesed till then. Avraham Avinu is revealing the Chesed Hashem also before we had Chesed Hashem. But the answer is that before that, nobody recognized the Chesed of Hashem. Did not appreciate it. Avraham Avinu is the first one. There's a Chesed of Hashem, and he appreciates it. He's able to come and reveal to the world that here is the Chesed of Hashem. Meaning, the Chesed of Hashem, the right way, there could be Chesed, because we'll be bestowing us much more than we want, but there needs to be a minimum amount that we accept it and we appreciate it. When we come to Leila Seder, because we'll is giving us much more than we deserve. That what we need to do, the avoida of this night, our avoida is to appreciate it. That's the whole idea of a Gadosh of Pesach. That's the whole idea of what we're doing in Leila Seder. We're sitting down and we're appreciating. We're coming about to get what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. We're saying we are recognized that Hashem is giving us something that we don't deserve, that it's way above us. And we are moided to Hashem, as the Mishnah goes on to say in Amud Beis. You have to have a special Hidah, a recognition that's what's happening. The definition of a question and answer, as Reb Tzadik says in the Pre-Tzadik, is that by a question you show that there's something here which is different. You are impressed. Something here is way beyond. I appreciate it. I'm looking at something and I'm in awe. Now that I go and explain it, I put it into Mahalchim of Das, of Havana, of understanding. But the first thing is that awe, that impression, that this thing is happening, that there's something here that's not supposed to happen, and we're still getting it. That's why Lila Seder, says the Pachad Yitzchok, is always a question and answer. Because the question shows the yearning, the appreciation, the fact that we're looking and we're saying, wow, what is Hashem doing for us? Why is everything different? Why? What are we getting out of here? Hashem is not doing something regular. We're not here and just getting a regular mahalchim of the world. Something is different. Now, here it goes through the sun first, as we're going to explain in the next year, Be'ezer Hashem. But in any case, you must have a question and answer in Leila Seder. Even if someone does not have a child, he has to ask himself. Because you cannot have Leila Seder without a question and answer. Because the question and answer represents the whole mahalach of Leila Seder. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.